just like our coming to the Lord's table needs vision. You know what I mean? In other words, we don't come to the table just because we feel like it, you know, I need a little enjoyment, a little fellowship. We come because the Lord says, do this until I come.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, I mean, we do come for supply. We do come to the fellowship of the body. We come, you know, those are all a part of it. But the one thing is the Lord ordained this.
Amen.
From the day of his, the night of his crucifixion, he did something very administrative in the universe, establishing his table, and then said, do this until I come.
Amen.
So if you want to make God happy, you come to the Lord's table because he likes that. He wants that, and he ordained that. Well, in the same way for our practice of the church life, we have to realize in a more solid way that the church is founded on something. And that has to do with the apostles' teaching. Okay,
Amen.
So Acts chapter 2, the beginnings of the church life on the day of Pentecost, and it said in the verse 41, those then who received his word were baptized, and they were added that day about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly
Amen.
In the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles,
Amen.
And in the breaking of bread and the prayers.
Amen.
So the first Amen. Things that were mentioned there for the very beginning of the church life on the day of Pentecost was continuing steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles. And then if you go to Ephesians 4, or is it 3 or 4, where it starts talking about the God's economy related to the church, and it just says that it was, which in other generations was not made known, as it has been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in spirit. The mystery of Christ concerning the church, it's all based upon the apostles' teaching, right? Which was revealed. So if we want to have the proper fellowship and not kind of go off on a liner, we need a fellowship that's based on the apostles' teaching. And that's not a static thing. It's not like, well, you know, the Lord spoke something, you know, in the previous decades and that, you know, that was good for me. It's like the Lord is all the time speaking in a fresh way.
Amen.
So anyway, Amen. I think it's really good that we would be in the midst of these times. We'll be really pursuing to be up to date with the Lord.
Amen.
And just so you're aware, the speaking is becoming more available. It's so good. In the time when things are seemingly more restricted, the speaking has become even more reaching.
The Lord
is coming to where we are.
Amen.
He's coming right into your kitchen. He's coming right into your living room. He's coming right into your bedroom. Okay.
Amen.
So I know the brothers can share more. I'm just trying to get a little burden out, but just realize this coming conference is going to be freely available to the whole earth, going time zone for time zone around the globe.
Amen.
So jump on when it hits our time zone. It's going to be at 7 p.m. and 10 a.m. all around the earth. And you just jump on when it's your time, and it's for free. You just click the button, and you're there, and you get the conference. And Phil can say more about like the fellowship prophesying, and the brothers can say more. But I just hope that we would all, as we approach the conference next weekend, remember, this is coming up next weekend, and then we're starting registration for the semi-annual, which also will be virtual, that we would be uplifted in our appreciation. I hope every saint could hear this word and be encouraged. Just receive it however you can. And the Lord will bless whatever your limitations are, whatever your situation is. You just take it as best you can. You know, just like manna was according to each man's eating and capacity. If we all just receive what we can and push together, we will, you know, we'll enter into this. We'll make the advance. So anyway, I hope the brothers would share more. Minuro was pretty strong and burdened about this this matter in his fellowship yesterday. So go ahead, brothers. Say something more, please.
Well, I can tell you the title, if those of you that haven't heard it yet, the general subject is A Timely Word. Praise the Lord. A timely word.
Amen.
Concerning the world situation.
Amen.
And the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
You know, we'll see that when we get to the prophesying, that there's a direct relationship between the Word of God and the possessing of the good land.
Amen.
And in fact, you know, the Hebrews, it said that they were not profiting from the word because they didn't mix it with faith. So the word should produce faith. The word should be what causes us to enter into an organic union with the Lord. And it is by faith that we are able to follow the Lord and to enter into his desire and his economy.
Amen.
So there's a portion in Deuteronomy about the prohibition against sowing different kinds of seed.
Yep.
And there's only one seed which we need, which is the Word of God, but more particularly, like Tom said, that's the apostles' teaching.
Amen.
And that's speaking of the Lord through many different ones. This speaking is the word that he is giving to his recovery to enable us to possess the good land, to enter into his heart's desire, and even, I would say, to be prepared for the time that we are in.
Amen.
So we need to be those who have an ear to hear what the Lord is speaking to the churches.
Amen.
I hope that we would all not just kind of take it as, you know, okay, it's another conference, but that we would have an inner desperation to be those who would receive aggressively and desperately the words that the Lord wants to speak. And this word will be the word that equips us, that supplies us to meet the very need that we have. Even if we don't realize it, it will meet the need we have at this time in the Lord's recovery to be able to respond to him, to be those who would give him the way to prepare his bride and to gain what he's after in these times. So anyway, I just wanted to say that much, that it's going to be a very strategic matter, and I hope we will all have the hunger. Like Tom said, it's so available now. May we avail ourselves to be those who receive the word with faith and let that word produce faith in our being, that we would enjoy Christ to a greater degree. And we would be built up as his body.
Amen.
You know, yesterday, Saints, I had the privilege of coordinating with, must have been 30 brothers from more localities than that. They were representing multiple, some of them, about our prophesying time for this. You know, we're really in a unique time and opportunity for this conference. This is the first conference of this type that is, as Tom said, going to be broadcast to every time zone. So if you just consider a non-Memorial Day conference that was held somewhere in the U.S. might have 500, maybe 1,500 saints who hear it live, and the rest of us catch it somehow. But now, everyone in the Pacific time zone will all hear it at 7 p.m. And they expect much more attendance than, you know, 1,500. The Poland conference just has over 5,000 young people.
Over 4,000.
Over 4,000 young people and serving ones. And how many saints will participate in this? And to be clear, this is not, in my industry, we call it on demand. It's not on demand video, it's broadcast video. So at 7 p.m. on Friday, the first meeting will start. Yes, it's been pre-recorded, but the first meeting will start exactly at 7. So if you join the meeting 20 minutes late, you will miss the first 20 minutes of the broadcast. So endeavor to be on time, saints. And then if we all start on time, then we'll all end it on time. And immediately after the each meeting, we will be having a blended prophesying meeting, a virtual one like this, with three other churches, small churches in Washington State is how it arranged for us. If you happen to know any saints in Pullman, Olympia, or Vancouver, Washington, you'll see them there. So how about that? We're blending with small churches in Washington that hardly see anyone. It's wonderful. So we'll send out some Zoom links for those prophesying meetings immediately when the message is done. Join that, and then we can all prophesy together. And let me, you know, one thing I want to share with you. I really enjoyed when we were coordinating. They've already published the outlines on the website. And let me just, I'm going to read you this key statement. We need to see the world situation as the indicator of God's move on earth and the vision of the world history from Christ's ascension to the end of this age. We also need to work together with the Lord to spread the truths of the Lord's recovery for why? As a preparation for his coming back. Amen. And to persevere in prayer while discerning the sign of the time. So I'm not going to read them all, but it's all here. You could get a preview before Friday night. The schedule, just so you're all here, this website, conf.lsmwebcast.com, is a freely accessible, no login required. Once you select a time zone by city, you can see the meetings will be here under live webcast. And just to be clear, all the meetings are at 7 p.m. and 10 a.m. So this does mean Lord's Day morning, our table and prophesying will instead be another conference message followed by prophesying on the message. If you are unable to watch it at these times, as is the case for previous conferences, a certain number of hours after the end, they will make it available for free here, including the video. And then by Tuesday morning, it will all move to the normal LSM webcast site where you have to log in and use your account.